China is plunging full speed ahead on railway construction, as the country's top economic planner announced this Wednesday that China will expand its high-speed rail network by 58% in the next 5 years. By 2030, 16 high-speed railway corridors are expected to connect major Chinese cities, totaling 45,000 kilometers of track. But some experts are skeptical about the true ability of high-speed trains to drive China's economy. China's high-speed railway network is the largest in the world, with 19,000 kilometers of track at the end of 2015. Fei Zhurong, an official at the National Development and Reform Commission, announced on July 20th that China will expand the network to connect all provincial capitals and cities with more than 500,000 people by 2030. China has ramped up its investments in high-speed rail over the last several years, hoping that railroad construction will create jobs and boost the domestic economy. Over the next 5 years, the government will pump 3.8 trillion yuan, or around 569 billion U.S. dollars, into constructing the expanded network. According to a 2014 analysis by the World Bank, China currently spends between 17 million and 21 million U.S. dollars per kilometer of new high-speed rail line. This is at least twice as much as the country spends on ordinary rail lines. Zhao Jian, an economics professor at Beijing Jiaotong University, said that most of China's high-speed rail lines are losing money, making it difficult for railway companies to pay back debt. But the Chinese campaign for high-speed rail expansion isn't losing any steam. The government will encourage the China Railway Corporation, the country's railway operator, to expand bond issuance to finance investment over the next 5 years, Fei Zhurong said. And although efforts to build high-speed rail lines in other countries, most recently a planned line between Southern California and Las Vegas, have fallen through in recent years, other efforts have been more successful. China plans to build a 770-kilometer high-speed rail line in Russia as part of the One Belt, One Road initiative. And a Chinese firm began construction on a 140-kilometer line in Indonesia earlier this year.